endurance workout. Clarification, dehydration, and gyration. He was given a corn seed and told to plant it. Just as the stalk was beginning to grow, the young warrior would jump over the small stalk many, many times. Each day, the stalk would grow. Each day, the child would jump. Soon, the stalk was higher than the child's head, but that would not stop him. Finally, if he failed to clear the stalk, he would be given a new seed and would begin over. Eventually, there was no stalk that the young ninja could not leap over. Peaceful warrior. An endurance-based workout is about constantly pushing your body to adapt and use energy reserves. Endurance workouts are rooted in gradually increasing complexity. If your exercise is always the same, you can't say that you are increasing your endurance. If you are choking yourself, crushing yourself with overwhelming weight, you are not increasing your endurance efficiently. Above all, in a proper endurance workout, you are always sweating, and that means you are losing electrolytes through your skin. You must replenish what is lost, or you will start getting dehydration headaches. It is easier to prevent dehydration than to treat it. According to Wikipedia, sweat contains 0.9 grams of sodium per liter, 0.2 grams of potassium per liter, 0.015 grams of calcium per liter, and 0.0013 grams of magnesium per liter. This will vary, some say greatly, and there are tests that you can perform by wearing a patch during a workout and then analyzing the minerals absorbed by the patch. Search the internet for the Gatorade GX sweat patch was weird, neat, and ultimately kind of pointless. And note that there are two more links on the bottom of the article, one to the $200 Levelin athlete sweat test kit and the $1,000 MX3 sweat sodium test. I suspect that it would take several $50 patches to establish a decent baseline if you have a stable exercise in a climate-controlled gym. If it gets warmer or more humid outside, your body will try to cool itself more. If you push yourself harder every day, then your readings may fluctuate. You should also be aware of oral rehydration therapy, and also the fact that the use of homemade solutions has not been well studied. And you have to be careful, because overhydration is just as dangerous, if not more dangerous, than dehydration. Search the internet for How to Prevent and Treat Dehydration by Global Triathlon Network. You see, there is no perfect formula here. The only way to do this right is to have a competent professional monitor you daily to create a proper profile. But headaches are a sign that you are doing something wrong, and the color of your urine may hint if you are dehydrated or not, and drinking empty water is probably not optimal. You want to have some electrolytes in there, but not too much. And keep track of how much water you lose during your exercise by weighing yourself before and after. Make sure to account for bathroom trips, water intake, wet clothes, and heavy shoes. Then make sure to drink enough to replace that lost weight in a reasonable amount of time and probably with a drink that has some electrolytes in it. Please be careful and be wise, as it is possible to get ill from exercise, and the aim here is to become healthier. Endurance training is not about triathlons. It can be as unique as walking the Appalachian Trail and even the Western States 100 route that ultras run during a proper race. It can be as unique as dancing. Your training must match where you are without hurting or stopping you, and must help you become healthier. This is all about health. Endurance training isn't about how far or fast you are going. It is about whether or not it is helping your body to become stronger and healthier. An endurance race is a strange concept, a really strange concept. We should not push our bodies to a breaking point. We have to be kind to ourselves. We need to slowly progress forward at our own natural pace. There is no glory in becoming ill from exercise. Being healthy is the only reward that truly matters. My personal recommendation is dancing at your local gym. It is easy on the knees and provides all the bored people pretending to work out next to you with great entertainment. And I recommend shuffle dancing. You'll never have a bad or boring workout. All shuffle dance workouts are pure joy and cheerfulness. When people laugh, they are not laughing at you, ever. They are either laughing at the strange world that we all live in, or are laughing with you. Focus on gaining endurance, and enjoy being cheerful and healthy.